Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you all. Your lordship comes to you in the form of Mr. Tommy Lorenzo Hart, a former Christian preacher minister. He is author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. My Lord would like to share the findings of his 38-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is the Vatican's one and only authorized version of the Bible. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He has come to unravel Vatican deception by decrypting Bible content. Our Lord brings to light the secrets of the Vatican and reveals the now 400-year stratagem with the level-headed study and analysis unlike any other. His Excellency unscrambles the authorized version's confusing text and separates truth from fiction. He defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, and God. His premise, the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law, the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. The Vatican is a governmental body, institution, for the purpose of subjugating all non-white people and undermining all whom they call black or African people worldwide through what Vatican law deemed the curse. All while hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion, using the Bible in perversity and deceit. Mr. Hart's bibliography is the King James Bible, the authorized version of the Roman Catholic Church, a product of the Vatican. So without further ado, I want to introduce the host of the show, my Lord, Tommy Hart. Father, are you with us?
Yes, Mr. Welch, I am. Thank you. Good morning to you. And I say hello to all. I will continue today with my discourse on the judgment coming from the Lord. I started this last week, set forth some background information on the judgments, and I have more background information to give on the judgments today. But first, I want to clarify something or even correct something that I stated last week. Last week in the talk after the discourse, I stated, I read a verse in which the papacy said, in speaking of the Gentiles, that they have not followed cunningly devised fables. But they have, the Gentiles have. That statement comes in Peter, 2 Peter 1:16. And it says, 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Now, we all know what a fable is. But let's look at the word, let's look at the definition of the word follow. Follow means to take as a model, act in accordance with, imitate. Model a person or thing considered as a standard of excellence to be imitated. And, of course, imitate means follow the example of, take as one's model or pattern. And we have a statement in John 13:15 that says, I have given you an example. Now, to conclude that matter, I simply state that the Gentiles do indeed follow cunningly devised fables. In the Bible, there are fables, there are stories, fictitious stories, but the stories teach a moral. There's a moral lesson to be learned from the stories. Okay? And you look at the stories. I looked at the stories, some of the stories, especially the one concerning Jesus that is set forth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we see the exercise of law there. We see, I wrote out a few things. And I asked a few questions. Is there an allegation of a crime in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Of course there is. Was an examination conducted? Yes, there is. The authorities in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do an examination. They look into the allegation. They check things out. Did witnesses testify? Yes, of course. Was their testimony found credible? Of course. One of the allegations against Jesus, the character, fictitious character, is that he worked on the Sabbath. And, of course, they show evidence of him having worked on the Sabbath and talked to people who testify to the fact that the character Jesus did this or that, and it was on the Sabbath day. Did the defendant indeed break a law? And if so, which one? Yes, the defendant was accused of breaking the law of the Sabbath. Did the law state a penalty? And of course, if so, what was the penalty? The law does come with a penalty, and the penalty in the Bible for breaking the law of the Sabbath is death. Was the penalty executed? Yes, the penalty was executed upon the defendant once he was found guilty in a court of law. He was put to death, death by crucifixion. Does the justice system in real life do these things that I just spoke about, as far as receiving allegations, running examinations, examining witnesses, determining the credibility of the witnesses, charging if a law is found to be broken, executing penalties, etc. So I conclude, the Gentiles do indeed follow cunningly devised fables. Now, and so much for that. Now we get into the issue of the judgment. But Mr. Welsh, before I do that, let's hear the announcements, please. And after that, I will speak to the case against the papacy and the Gentiles. Mr. Welch.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. www.thelisteners.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/Law of Gods. Again, youtube.com/Law of Gods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type the Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Welch, for those announcements. Another word or two on the statement, the Gentiles following cunningly devised fables. Now, the way it's worded in Second Peter there is deliberately worded like that. It is my duty, the burden is on me to determine whether or not the statement is true or false, wherein they said we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Of course, I find the statement to be false, and I stated the reasons for that. Now, then there's the story of Jonah. Jonah was told by the Lord to do a certain work, and rather than go do the certain work, Jonah went somewhere else. He didn't do what he was commanded to do. And in the story, Jonah, something happens to him. It says in Jonah 1:17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And, of course, Jonah prayed, seeking forgiveness and all, and was given a second chance. The moral of the story is obvious. We give people second chances in life. One repents of his wrongdoing, changes his ways, and do that which is right. And then the law is satisfied with that. There's a story of Moses back in the beginning of the Bible, Book of Exodus, and books wherein, you know, we have the story concerning Moses. Moses was told also to do something, and he didn't follow the letter of the word of the Lord, and for that he did not set foot in the promised land, but died. Okay? Moral of the lesson, do that which you are told, do that which is backed by authority, obey the law, etc. We know the moral of the story. Do that which is good and right. Okay, now, I move to the issue of judgment. and I read the word here that's found on my page. Jeremiah 22:29, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Now, will the people hear the word of the Lord? Will the people obey the word of the Lord? That is the question. The case of the papacies and Gentiles' conquest and enslavement of Africans / black people is open by reason of the impending judgments connected to it, to the case, that is. The Bible is not closed on the issue of the Gentiles' conquest of Africa, subjugation of its people, enslavement of its people, etc. The Bible has not closed the book on that case. That case is open. The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, says the scriptures setting forth the judgments must be fulfilled. The judgments have to do with the case of the Gentiles and papal sees conquest of Africa, etc. Mark 14:49 says the scriptures must be fulfilled. What are the scriptures spoken of in that statement? They are the scriptures having to do with the judgment. So the crucial question with regard to judgment is Galatians 4:30. What saith the scripture? The scriptures must be fulfilled. So then, what saith the scripture? The scripture has concluded that the papacies and Gentiles' course in conquering the Africans, subduing them, enslaving them, scattering them, holding them in captivity, deceiving them, giving them no wages for service, etc., is evil. Jeremiah 23:10 and Revelation 11:18 says, there the papacies and Gentiles' course is evil. This is a conclusion. Their course is evil and their force is not right. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, should be judged. The relevant fact stated by the Lord in 1 Corinthians 5:3 says, I, the Lord, the papacy, verily have judged already. So once more, the crucial question is Jeremiah 23:37. What hath the Lord spoken? If the Lord has judged already, then what has he spoken in judgment? That we shall see. Another question of interest, Mark 14:60. What is it which these witness against thee? And I identify things that witness against the papacy and the Gentiles. Statements of concern. 1. Proverbs 26:2. The curse causeless shall not come. Now remember that statement. The curse causeless shall not come. 2. Numbers 21:35. They possessed his land. This is a charge. They, the papacy and Gentiles, possess the land of Africa, taking it away from the people of the land. 3, Numbers 21:2, the request. Listen to this. Numbers 21:2, deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. That's a request. 4, Psalm 106:15, he gave them their request. 5, the commandment, Jeremiah 22:15, due judgment and justice. 6th Psalm 50, verse 21, and Numbers 21:18. These things hast thou done by the direction of the lawgiver. The lawgiver is a reference to the papacy, and these things hast thou done, things such as I've named before, going into invading Africa, the Gentiles invading Africa, conquering the Africans, subduing them, scattering them, enslaving them, etc. These things hast thou done by the direction of the lawgiver, the papacy. And the question, Luke 24:19, what things? Well, I just stated some things, such as I said, in the invasion of Africa, the conquest of Africa, the abduction of its people, the scattering of its people, the enslavement of its people, the wrongful reproduction of black people or slaves, as they were called, etc. And 7, Deuteronomy 32:20, I will see what their end shall be. And that's what we are in the process of doing now, seeing what their, the papacy and Gentiles, end shall be. Those ends are stated in judgments. The Lord's papacy's confession, Malachi 2:2, I have cursed them, the Africans / black people, already. Now that's the description on the page. Now I want to go back to 1 Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. How did the curse come? Why did it come? What brought the curse about? What preceded the curse? I've been stating that the papacy authored the curse. Now, what is it that prompted the papacy to lay down the curse? That question is answered in the number 3 that I read, Numbers 21:2, the request. Deliver this people into my hand. And I want to turn to that, Numbers 21:2. So I'm moving away from the computer and going to my desk. Numbers 21:2. And I'm turning to the reference there, Numbers 21:2. Okay, Numbers 21:2. Listen to this. If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. Now, Psalm 106:41-42. That was the request, deliver this people into my hand. Psalm 106:41, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen. The papacy delivered the Africans into the hand of the heathen. The Gentiles here are called heathen. Okay, or heathen, right? Heathen here is a reference to the Gentiles. And they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Okay, that was done as a result of the request in 21:2. Now, who made the request? The Gentiles made the request to the papacy. If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their city. Now, let's not stop there. Let's turn to Numbers 22, verses, starting with verse 6. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them. And the word smite there means, it means to defeat, it means to kill, it means destroy, okay? Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them. Now listen, he uses the singular I, and here we have the plural form we, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. Okay, now verse 11, Numbers chapter 22. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And verse 17, Numbers 22. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. That's the request. All right. Deliver the people into my hand. I will utterly destroy their city. Curse me this people, that I may drive them out of the land. Curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them. The Gentiles did overcome the Africans. Many Africans slash black people were driven from the land, their own land, and scattered among the nations of the Gentiles. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And we have the curse. I have read portions of the curse, if not all of it, at different times. The curse is in evidence. I have the physical evidence of the curse. In other words, I have the proof of the papacy's curse against African people. And now we have evidence showing that the curse was asked for by the papacy's people, the Gentiles, and that their plan was to overcome them and do the things that they did to the Africans, okay, slash black people. See here what I have written. Hold on a moment. Okay. So, there's a trail of evidence. There was a request made to the papacy, and the request implicates the Gentiles. The request ties the Gentiles to the curse. The Gentiles requested the curse. The papacy laid down the curse. The Gentiles carried out the terms of the curse. Therein lies the conspiracy. The Gentiles conspired with the papacy to overthrow, to conquer, to enslave, etc., the people of Africa. And for those things, or for that thing, they are judged. This is what the judgment is about. Okay? The conspiracy of the Gentiles and the papacy to invade Africa, conquer its inhabitants, subjugate the inhabitants of Africa, enslave them, hold them in captivity, scatter them about, etc. For those things, they are judged. Now the question remaining is, what is the judgment, or what are the judgments? Okay. Now, I asked the question is asked in my description on my page, Mark 14:60. Let me turn to that, make sure that is a correct reference, Mark 14:60. Okay. Mark 14:60, the question says, what is it which these witness against thee? So the question is, what are the things that witness or testify against the papacy and the Gentiles? I'll say it again. Those things, included in those things, are the request which implicates the Gentiles and ties the Gentiles to the curse. The curse itself, also the statement in Revelation 18, verses 12 through 13, that's a picture of things that are bought and sold, and included in that picture, we see slaves. Slaves are included in that picture. Also, the statement in Genesis, let's see here. Okay. Genesis, I don't have it in front of me, but the statement wherein the papacy commands the Gentiles to be productive, be fruitful, and multiply. And that gave the Gentiles the authority to procreate or to breed the slaves. Those things that I just named are evidences against the papacy and the Gentiles. Okay? That's an answer to the question, what is it which these things witness against me? Those are things that witness against the Gentiles and the papacy. Also, there is the poor man's complaint, and I spent a considerable amount of time dealing with the poor man and his complaint. That also is against the papacy and the Gentiles. Even the Lord's confessions, the papacy's confessions, are witnesses or witness against the papacy and the Gentiles. Let me read a few of those confessions. Okay. And I've got to turn to them, reading a few confessions. Okay, here we are. The first one I want to read is found in Job 19:28. And it says, the root of the matter is found in me. Now, is that so? We noticed earlier that the statement in 2 Peter, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, is not so. Is this question so that is set in Job 19:28? The root of the matter is found in me. With the Gentiles asking for the curse, asking the papacy to curse the Africans, the root of the matter is found in the Gentiles and the papacy, not just the papacy. The Gentiles acted and the papacy reacted. Both are responsible for their acts. Okay? That those acts together constitute a conspiracy. The root of the matter is found in the conspiracy. And who are those making up the conspiracy? The Gentiles and the papacy. And the curse, of course, is great evidence. The curse and the request both are great evidence against the papacy and the Gentiles. Now, next, 2 Chronicles 6:37. A confession. Now, I've stated some of the charges against the papacy and the Gentiles invading Africa, conquering, overcoming his people, casting them into captivity and slavery. Okay, some of the charges there. The papacy, in speaking of, in speaking for the Gentiles and itself, confesses, saying, "We have sinned," not that statement, but the next statement, "We have done amiss, wrongly. We have done amiss and have dealt wickedly." Okay? And, of course, I need not reiterate the wickedness they have done. I've said it so many times, we should all just know it by now. Okay? We have done amiss or wrongly. We have dealt wickedly. Then in Nehemiah 9:33, another confession, saying, "We have done wickedly." And confession found in Exodus 9:27.
Pardon me, Mr. Hart?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're kind of fading out. I wanted to bring that to your attention, if you could speak directly into the phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, another confession is found in Exodus 9:27, wherein the papacy states, "I and my people are wicked." Okay. What happens with these in these things? In these things, the papacy and Gentiles admit to wrongdoing, and of course, wrongdoing, they admit to wickedness, their wickedness and wrongdoing as is with their deeds done to and against Africans / black. This is the subject matter of Bible content, people. The subject matter of all of Bible content. The curse, papacy, and Gentiles conspiracy to do the things mentioned before against Africa and its inhabitants. All right. Now, I have been charged with the task of seeking out his wickedness, which I have done. Psalm 10:15. Okay. Psalm 10:15. Okay. Psalm 10:15 states, Psalm 10:15 states, "Seek out his wickedness till I find none." Seek out his wickedness. That's what I have done. I've sought out his wickedness in the Authorized Version Bible, and of course in other scriptures are they tell me to use Bible context. All right? Speak out his wickedness. I have obeyed the Lord and sought out the papacy and Gentiles' wickedness. All right? Their wickedness has to do with the curse against Africa and its inhabitants. Therefore, the statement found in Psalm 111, verse 2, is fulfilled by God in me. Psalm 111, verse 2, says, the works of the Lord are great. Sought out. That's what I have done. I have sought out the works of the Lord using Bible content, for therein is found or are found the works of the Lord. I have sought them out. Therefore, mark that statement as fulfilled by God in me. Mark the statement, Psalm 111, verse 2, as fulfilled by God in me. And, of course, this shows that I am acting in accordance with the word or will of the Lord. And that's what we are dealing with the issue of judgment. We are dealing with the will of the Lord. What is the Lord's will? Well, the Lord has made this statement in Genesis 15. Okay? Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14. A stranger in a thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. That's where we are today, the time of judgment. Now, okay, from the evidence in the AVB, it has been found out that the Lord, the papacy, is a killing regime. Two, the papacy is an oppressive regime. Three, the papacy is a lying regime. And four, papacy, rather four, the papacy is a hypocritical regime. And listen to this statement. It has been determined that he that ruleth over men must be just. That statement comes in 2 Samuel 23, verse 3. That's 2 Samuel.
Mr. Hart?
Yes.
Forgive me, sir. The quality of the phone is not that great. You're fading in and out, and I just wanted to bring that up to, you know, being mindful of the quality of the sound in the broadcast. Is there any way that you can shift maybe and get a better signal where you're sitting?
Okay, tell me, how does this sound right here?
That sounds much clearer.
Okay, I'll just have to hold the mic to my mouth. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
2 Samuel 23, verse 3, he that ruleth over men must be just. 23, verse 3. Okay? The papacy, according to the evidence, the papacy is shown by the evidence to be an unjust government. All right. Now, there's a statement in 1 Corinthians, I've got to hold this mic up, statement in 1 Corinthians 4, okay, 1 Corinthians 4, all right, 1 Corinthians 4, 4. Or rather, 1 Corinthians
chapter 4, verse 5. The statement says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Now, there's just one heart of the AVB, all right? Now, you can say there's the heart of 1 Corinthians, or there's the heart of the book of Genesis, the heart of Psalms. In most instances, when the Bible speaks of the heart of the Bible itself, it's you know, speaks in the singular, the heart of the Bible. But judge nothing till the time when the Lord comes, who shall bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And that's what I am doing. The Lord has come in me, and I am doing and following the commandments of the Lord. Therefore, I must read this statement in Isaiah 42, verse 1 again. And after which, Mr. Welch, we can do the announcements. Isaiah 42, verse 1, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. This is speaking about God in me, and that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing forth judgment. The last statement that I read, 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, is a judgment. He that ruleth over men must be just. That is a judgment. Judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. The Lord is here now, all right, and the time for judgment has come. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, and attached to that is Isaiah 41, verse 20. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles, that they, the Gentiles, may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. Okay? Mr. Welch?
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency, Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of 38 years of study and analysis, unraveling the truth of Bible content. Join the site freely, become a member, and post videos and photos. Email us with your feedback and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned into the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
We're back again, and thanks for those announcements. Let me add this. I would like for you to order my document, The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. And to do that, you can do as Mr. Welch has instructed you to do, or you can write Tommy Hart, Post Office Box 2252, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Again, that is make out a money order to Tommy Hart, H-A-R-T, Post Office Box 2252, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah is spelled H-E-T-H-Z-I-B-A-H. That is H-E-T-H-Z-I-B-A-H. Okay, now, in all these things I'm bringing forth and bringing out using the AVB, references from the AVB, it is clear, it should be obvious, that the Bible is a law book, okay, that is a finding of mine. I found that out, I realized that early on in the research, that the Bible, the AVB, Authorized Version, a.k.a. King James Version, is a law book. It is used in religion, but it is a law book through and through. It is not a religious book. Okay? It is a law book. Of course, the Gentiles know that. Those of the papacy know that. And the Gentiles are governed by that fact that the Bible is a law book issued by the papacy to its people, the Gentiles, and of course that would be the English-speaking Gentiles. That's the purpose, one of the purposes for the AVB. It is the English translation of the Bible. Okay, so the Bible is a law book. In the Bible, an offense has occurred. Those who are the perpetrators are those are the papacy and the Gentiles, and as I showed today, the papacy and Gentiles conspired against the Africans to overthrow them, kill some of them, enslave them, scatter them, breed them, etc. And for those offenses, the papacy and the Gentiles, Pope included, should be judged. So, and the purpose for the judgments should be clear. The judgments are to render some justice for the offenses done by those of the papacy and the Gentiles. Now, I continue. In the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 23, there's a statement. It says, when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Inquisition, an examination, a searching and looking for, an examination. Okay? An inquisition was performed or done, examination was done, and I found out the matter, which I have stated several times during this discourse today. The matter has to do with the Gentiles invasion and conquest of Africa, etc. And, of course, it doesn't end there. Even though the Gentiles, the papacy freed the slaves and let the African / black people go free by taking the chains off, etc. But the story does not end there. There is an impending judgment, and the judgment, the Bible says, in no uncertain terms, must be fulfilled. the judgment must be carried out. It must be performed. Inquisition was made of the matter by me, by God, in me, and it the matter was found out. Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27 says, it's the last statement, phrase after the, at the end of the verse. After this, the judgment. After this. After what? What is this? After this, the judgment. We read in Genesis where the papacy statement says, speaks about a people being afflicted 400 years, and after the 400 years, the papacy said, it will judge that nation who afflicted them. Okay, now that nation is the nation of Gentiles. And, of course, the nation of Gentiles is headed by the Pope or the papacy. Okay? Now, so the papacy itself shall be judged also along with its people, the judgments. Those are the two defendants. All right? But after this, the judgment. Again, what is the this? We go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where we find a statement that speaks about after. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes. Okay. After the Lord comes, when the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Now, what are the hidden things of darkness? One of the hidden things of darkness is judgment. Now, judgment is not a strange term. Let's see. Let me continue here. I'll get to that. After what? Okay. After the Lord comes. Nonetheless, Genesis 15:13-14, the Lord has said he will judge the nation of the Gentiles. Okay, now I have been instructed in Revelation 1:19 to write the things which shall be hereafter. What has remained up to now, the specter of judgment loomed ahead. The Gentiles speak about judgment. They may not speak about it in terms of Bible content outwardly, but they speak about judgment. Okay, Hebrews 10:27, a certain fearful looking for of judgment, a certain fearful looking for or expectancy of judgment. The Gentiles expect judgment. The Gentiles have been expecting or looking for this day to come, the day of judgment. The time of judgment. I consulted Webster. I looked up day of judgment. Webster directed me to judgment day. I turned to judgment day, definition, theology, the time of God's final judgment of all people, the end of the world, doomsday. Now, we know from our study here that the judgment does not concern all people. The judgment concerns those of the papacy and the papacy's people, the Gentiles, a.k.a. White people, Europeans, those who enslaved the black people. I turn to doomsday. Webster says judgment day. Two, it says any day of reckoning. Any catastrophic day. Catastrophe means, refers to a disastrous end, bringing, overthrow, or ruining, calamity. Now the question Matthew 24:3 asks, when shall these things be? when shall these things be? Revelation 1:19, write the things that shall be hereafter. The hereafter things are the things of judgment, the judgment which come from God. Judgment takes place when the key of Isaiah 42, verse 1, arrives on the scene and manifests himself to the papacy and the Gentiles. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6, he be revealed. And, of course, I have manifested myself, I have revealed myself to the papacy, to the Pope, to the Gentiles on this program here in previous episodes. Then comes the judgment spoken of in Genesis 15:14. After this judgment, after 1 Corinthians 4:5, after the Lord comes, when the Lord comes. John 16:13, he, the Lord, when he comes, will guide you into all truth. That's what I am doing. John 2, verse 5, what he says to you, the law says, do it. That's a judgment. All right? Question. 1 Samuel 3:17, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee? What is the thing that the Lord has said in the AVB to those of the papacy and the Gentiles? Instruction. Deuteronomy 32:7, ask thy father, and he will show thee. Now, thy father in the Bible is also a reference to me, the one who the Bible calls God. Ask thy father. The important point here is he will show thee. He will show thee what? He will show thee judgment in accordance with Isaiah 42:1. He shall show judgment to the Gentiles. I show judgment to the Gentiles. Ezekiel 21:23, he will call to remembrance the iniquity. I have stated time after time after time what that iniquity is, who it involves. To aid in remembering, Malachi 3:16 says, a book of remembrance was written. The book of remembrance is the AVB, also called King James Version. The book of remembrance calls to remembrance the iniquity of the papacy and the Gentiles. Their iniquity is their offense against Africa and its inhabitants. And for their iniquity, the AVB says, they, those of the papacy and the Gentiles, should be judged. Now is the time of judgment. The time for the Gentiles to execute judgment has come. They have expected judgment. The time for judgment is now. With the judgments coming from God, there is the formation of a new government, a new world order. In the judgment, those that are high are judged. Job 21:22. Okay. Jeremiah 4:18, and I'm about to end this discourse or this lecture here. Jeremiah 4:18. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things to thee. This is thy wickedness. That's papacy speaking to the Gentiles. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things to thee. What things? These things of judgment unto thee. I have read many of the judgments before, on a preceding episode. Consult Lawmaster's archives And key word to look for in the titles is judgment. Judgment or either judgments. Key word to look for. Consult those episodes to hear the judgments spoken of therein. I have a list, and I'll close with this. I have a list of judgments written here. What I will do at this time is just give the reference list. I will not read out the judgment. You can check the references. Obadiah 21, Zechariah 14:9, Psalm 22:28, Ezekiel 37:22. Zechariah 14:9, Daniel 11:36. In all these references, judgments are found. Psalm 44:4, John 8:41, Psalm 118:27, Revelation 22:5, Daniel 2:28. Daniel 2 verse 29 and John 8:54, Isaiah 42 verse 1 and Isaiah 41 verse 20, Revelation 17:17 and Daniel 11:36, Ecclesiastes 1:9, Psalm 1 verse 3, Isaiah 40 verse 8, Ezekiel 12 verse 25, Hosea 12, verse 6, Nehemiah 9, verse 36, 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, Psalm 62, verse 11. Judgments coming from the Lord. Judgments coming from the papacy. Rome, Italy. Mr. Welch, that's my lecture for today. What do we have?
Good morning, Your Lordship.
Good morning.
That is quite a list you have there.
A lot of judgment.
References to the judgment. That is quite a list there.
Yeah.
I would implore anyone to go back and write those references down and do your homework. Check them out.
Right.
But also what that says to me is the Gentiles knew through and through that the day of judgment would be upon them.
Oh yeah,
it's almost as if they were really fixated on it.
Okay.
Just wanted to point out another complete show. There's very little I have to add, but we do have one caller in the queue, area code 916. Area code 916, if you would like to join the conversation, please press 1 and raise your hand and we can bring you in. Yeah, so at this time... really, I have nothing to add. As I stated before, another complete show. I followed along, and with you reading many of the scriptures from the King James Version. If people out there, if you don't have the actual Bible itself, the King James Authorized Version, you can always go on the internet and follow along that way. There are many internet Bibles that will give you various versions, but you can look up the King James Version and to study along with Mr. Hart and his show. And again, also, you can go to lawmaster.co and pick up a copy of the manuscript. The cost is $12. And, of course, you will receive an email immediately to the link where you can download the manuscript in PDF format. So buy the manuscript and follow us on the internet with the King James Bible. And let's learn the truth and Bible content together. So back to the broadcast itself. The one question I have for you, Mr. Hart, goes all the way back to the beginning of the show when you mentioned the lawbreaker Jesus, and you also mentioned Moses, that he did not make it into the Promised Land. It seems to me that many of these characters are, these two characters in particular, are probably the most popular characters of the Bible. I would say number one would be Moses, number two is Jesus. And I say Moses because Moses is known throughout not just Christianity, but Islam and Judaism. So I would say worldwide Moses is even more popular than Jesus. Many people could probably disagree with that. But that's not my point. My point is that it seems that the two major characters of the Bible, the most popular, one was a lawbreaker and the other one did not make it into the Promised Land. The ending sounds pretty depressing. So I would ask you, what would be the purpose of that? Is the purpose to teach the moral of a story, or is it to maybe discourage the people that, you know, in some bizarre way that if you do these things that you will be unsuccessful if you break the law? This is what will happen to you.
No, I think I said this in my lecture there that they teach moral lessons, okay? And the bottom line is this. Your sin will find you out. Your sin will find you out. The bottom line is sin or crime has its has its penalties, you know. Sin and crime come with penalties. That's a moral lesson, I mean, you know.
Yes, for the people. Well, what about the papacy then? Is there a moral for the story for their crimes? Is that what the Authorized Version Bible is? With respect to the, yes, go ahead, sir.
The same thing applies to those of the papacy. Sin, crime has its penalties. You know?
Okay, I can dig that. I like that.
Has its penalties. Wrongdoing? Have their penalties, you know? Sin, crime, wrongdoings, however, whatever one wants to call it. Wickedness, you know, iniquity, you know.
In short, what would you say is the crime of the papacy?
Okay, I think I said it two or three times today. Their crime, their iniquity is the invasion of Africa, the abduction of his people, the casting his people into captivity and enslavement, breeding the people of Africa, black people, slave trafficking, etc. Those are the iniquities. And for those iniquities, they should be judged. And, of course, I read out about 20-something judgments, references, you know, with judgments.
Okay. Yeah, I just find it interesting that the papacy would write out its own crime, take it out, carry it out, and then sit back and wait for judgment. Like them writing out a script of a play, you know, coming up with the idea, carrying out the play and then waiting afterwards for the outcome. I find that simply amazing.
Let me ask this question. What is the likelihood that someone would find out Bible content? What is the likelihood of that actually happening?
Finding out about Bible content? Well, I would say that thus far you are the only one that has done that.
So what does that show as far as likelihood of this happening?
I'm sorry, sir. Could you speak into the mic again?
The chances that it would not happen are greater than the chances that it would happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am an exception. I've done that, which the scripture says man cannot do. I have done it. I found out the works of the Lord. Those are deep statements. Those are profound statements that they make. And in turn, that's why it speaks, the Bible speaks, the papacy and the AVD speaks so much about me. It speaks so much about the person, whoever it be, to do what I have done. The chances of that happening, it has happened in me, but the chances of it happening were slim to none. I am an exception.
Yes, absolutely. And we thank you for your work, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the most important work that we will see in our lifetime going forward, as a matter of fact. So we definitely thank you for coming and doing this work. We've been looking for you. I certainly have been looking for you. I'll say that.
Well, and the Charles have been looking for me. They have been looking for the one who would do that work. And now that one has come, that one has done the work, that one is making himself known to the papacy and the Gentiles. And with that information, they know that the time for judgment has come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I can throw Mr. Nero in there as well. Both myself and Mr. Nero have been looking for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he won't dial in, turn on his light.
Well, I'll bring him in anyway, just in case. Yeah, he can't use his hand. So, Mr. Nero, I do have you on if you have any questions or comments. He might be working today, which is fine. I want to say that yesterday it happened again. I was listening to a radio show as I was doing some work, and a Gentile was talking about the so-called Jewish people. And he even made reference to the fact that the Jewish people answer to the Pope. And I found that to be more evidence that, you know, it, coming from a Gentile. And the reason why I say that, for me, I already know I don't need a Gentile to verify for me what the work you've already done. I say that because we still have, African black people, millions of us who it doesn't matter what you say. They are not going to entertain it. They're not going to believe it unless they hear from the mouth of a Gentile. I mean, we, you know, many of us are that incredulous until, you know, one of them speaks it. So, again, you know, if you don't want to believe what is being said here, all one has to do is listen to the what the Gentiles talk about. You're not going to hear it on the mainstream media. I'm going to tell you that now. But they know because you will not hear it from them because of the law of Passover. But you will have one who will every once in a while break ranks and talk about the things that are not to be revealed. And time and time again, I hear it. So, they, again, more verification coming from the Gentiles themselves that no matter who you are, and I've heard you state in an interview a couple years ago, Mr. Hart, that the Jewish people are of the so-called white race also. Now, all of my research says the same thing. So, again, I think that people need to, when they tune into this show, really, really understand that the work that Mr. Hart has done is authentic, and it must be taken seriously. You don't have to go anywhere else. Just stay, tune in here and learn. You will get what you need to hear, and you will get the truth.
Yeah, right now, this is the only source for truth. Right now, this is the only source for truth. You understand some things better now because of things you've heard me say. As far as revealing the secrets of the Gentiles that are in the Bible, the Gentiles don't do that. They don't do that. Even if they said something and you didn't know anything of what I teach, you still wouldn't get anything from it. But you hear my teaching, and then you hear other people say something, and then you can have a better understanding. You can understand what they are saying because you've heard what I have said about the matter.
Correct.
Because with respect to the Bible is a closed book, meaning that it's a secret. Things in it are secret. And that's why it speaks about mysteries so much. I reveal the mysteries that are in the Bible. And, of course, I solve all the mysteries in the Bible and reveal them to the people. That's what I do. That's why, the average person reading the Bible not having heard me speak, those judgments which I have named for on previous broadcasts, one wouldn't know that they are judgments. And if so, he wouldn't know who the judgments are against. He just wouldn't have enough information to know anything. Really. Like you said, that's why my teaching is important, because it opens up the Bible, opens the future. Understandable and knowable. Well,
yes.
Okay.
Yes,
anything else?
Well, I think that's it for me. All of the other listeners that are out there, we're, of course, in the archive section of the show, so no more questions, sir. No more comments coming from me. No more callers. So I think that, this is it. I have nothing else to add.
I want to put forth one more thing for those who listen, even if it's by listening to the archives. Whose side are you on? Whose side will you be on? Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Are you on the side of truth and justice. Are you? That's the question that the Bible asks. The question is asked in the Bible. Who is on the Lord's side? And there I'm speaking of myself. Who is on my side? Are you halting between two opinions? You know, my teaching is clear, it's understandable, and as I said, it simplifies the difficult matter of Bible content and makes it intelligible and understandable. A treasure trove of information, if you will, a treasure trove of understandable, reliable information. I had a statement written that I did not read during the discourse today. It speaks to the reliability of Bible content. The Bible is a reliable, authoritative, legal document. The judgment of the Lord are legal judgments. They must be performed. The Gentiles have a work that Scripture says they must do. There is a way that Scripture says the Gentiles must go, a way in which the Gentiles must go, and that is the way of judgment. Okay? Whose side are you on? The Gentiles are commanded by law in the AVB to honor God. They are commanded to do judgment. They are commanded to obey God and serve God continually. They are commanded to honor the king. Scripture says the Gentiles shall have one king. That makes all present-day kings, queens, princes, and all, that makes their reign illegitimate. Their reign is now declared to be illegitimate. And I'll go into all of that further, hopefully, on the next broadcast. Mr. Wells, we can close out.
Yes, sir. But I would just like to answer the question, whose side am I on? I have chosen to be on the side of the Lord, and I'm standing with him. The Lord is not a figment of my imagination, and he is not a myth. He is not a fictitious story. He is a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, what is it going to take? What is it going to take for listeners out there, particularly African, black people, to break the spell of Vatican deception?
Let me interrupt. State the name of the Lord you're speaking about, just for the listeners, because they still may not know what Lord you're speaking about when you are on the Lord.
Without a doubt, I speak of the Lord Tommy Lorenzo Hart.
Okay.
Okay. And somebody might wince at that. Well, I tell you this, if you're a Catholic, you call the Pope Lord. Okay. In British monarchy, they have what's called lords. Nobody else seems to have a problem with that, so you shouldn't either. And that's what I mean by break free of this, of the Vatican deception. Break your spell. Come out of that. Again, I stand with the Lord, Tommy Lorenzo Hart.
Okay.
There was one other thing that I wanted to mention, but I seem to have lost it. something very vital. But I think that if it comes up, I'll mention it on the next broadcast.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I guess we can close out the show at this time. I want to remind everyone to visit lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. And pick up a copy of the manuscript. You can purchase it for $12. You will be redirected to PayPal. Afterwards, you will receive a link in your email to download the PDF right to your hard drive. It's that simple. And, it came back to me. I'm so happy. I look at the other forms of interaction that we have, one being Twitter and Facebook, particularly Facebook. It seems as though we are beginning to pick up people who like the Facebook page from the Far East, a few people who have joined on the Facebook page are from countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, China. And so I asked the question, what do they know that is difficult for us to figure out? They know something is going on too. So I just want the listeners out there to think about that. What is it that they know that you are struggling to know? Think about it. And I'll end on that note. Mr. Hart, I would like to thank you for another excellent broadcast.
Okay, you're welcome.
As we close out the show, I would implore the listeners to do your studying and analysis and come back with your questions and comments. Until then, everyone have a blessed day and hope to talk to you soon. Mr. Hart, you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
You're listening to Thought Master on Blog Talk Radio. Good day, everyone.